يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O believing men, O believing women, fasting has been made compulsory upon you just like those who lived before you, so that you might remain conscious of Allah and become muttaqi. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Ramadan is with its mercies, with Allah's fadl, with Allah's grace, with Allah's blessings, is continuing. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a task in Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That fasting was made compulsory upon you so that you can, due to this Ramadan, these 30 days, alhamdulillah, I've given you this opportunity in your life, a great opportunity. And Allah says that I have created means and ways for you to be corrected, to come onto the right path, to come on such a right path so that in the akhirah, in the hereafter, you can attain the rewards and be saved from hellfire. And that task is to attain taqwa, God consciousness, fear of Allah. Taqwa is the foundation of deen. Without taqwa, person cannot be successful. Without taqwa, no person can please Allah, attain the radal of Allah. Taqwa is the main objective of life. And what is taqwa? As I said to you before, to have fear, such an awareness and consciousness in our hearts that every moment before we do any amal, before we do any action, before we do any action, we should feel that am I earning Allah's pleasure or displeasure due to this? Is Allah unhappy with this action of mine? Or is He happy with this action of mine? So this is the awareness a person needs to create. And if he has this awareness, then he has started that journey to become a muttaqi. So Ramadan, Allah has given us this task, that we need to develop our taqwa, attain taqwa, fear of Allah. Now after Ramadan, we need to judge ourselves, we need to see that attain taqwa, or is that thing apparent now in us? Have those qualities and characteristics been developed within us that they should be for a muttaqi? If this, alhamdulillah, is visible, evident, and Allah Ta'ala has given us some signs for this, and if those signs have developed in our lives, then subhanAllah, our Ramadan will become a brilliant Ramadan, a good Ramadan. And if those signs of taqwa are not within us, not evident, then the situation is a bit upside down, we could say. So what are the signs of a muttaqi? Allah has mentioned in the Quran. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaibi. First sign Allah Ta'ala has mentioned is that a person, the difference between having taqwa and not having taqwa is that the person who has taqwa, his iman is different, and the one who doesn't have taqwa, his iman is different. Iman is there, it's present, but big difference in both. Iman with taqwa, with the foundation of taqwa, and iman devoid of taqwa, big difference. What's the difference? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That the muttaqi, when a person becomes a muttaqi, a human being, then one thing develops within him, a feeling that he has so much iman and faith in Allah, is so strong, it increases with taqwa, his iman. And his iman increases to an extent, to such an extent, that he, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. What does this mean? Is that Allah's orders, the orders of a Rabbani, of our Lord, via the Holy Prophet Yani, the orders of Allah and the orders of his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his orders, instructions that have been given to us, he starts to accept them, those instructions. He accepted before, but with taqwa now developed, he to accept and to openly accept that the acceptance changes. How? Before, if you encouraged him or her to do an amal, a deed, a task, any sharia, dini, Islamic amal action, then he would present an excuse. This was the iman prior to having taqwa. Yes, there's a very famous saying that if you tell somebody to do this, where is it written? Where's this in the scripture? Who says this? Oh, these are stories of malanas and scholars, and these are made up stories. We have to live in the world, don't we? How are we going to survive in the world? How are we going to progress with the times, with the people? We'll get left behind. We'll be backward. We need dunya and we need hereafter. Such statements, wasteful slogans, these are stated when a person doesn't have taqwa. In other words, he doesn't accept that this mistake is when he says, oh, it's okay, it doesn't matter. I've got iman, I've recited the Quran, but what sort of iman is this? This is iman without khawf, devoid of fear of Allah. He doesn't have that feeling, emotion called khawf, taqwa, alhamdulillah. Ramadan has been given to us so we can develop taqwa and instill it into our lives. So if with Allah's fadl and grace, if we spend Ramadan the way Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to and given us the method that develop taqwa, then we'll have that quality of taqwa. And what will be the difference? The big difference that will be evident, we have to feel now that during Ramadan and after, we need to look for that sign. And if that sign is evident, then praise be to Allah, very grateful to Allah's karam and His grace that we've attained our objective. We have obtained and attained Ramadan with Allah's fadl. If we have this within us, this quality, what is that? So, if after attaining taqwa, developing taqwa, if a Sharia order comes in front of us, is mentioned to us, that do this action, do this deed, do parda, keep the beard, observe parda, leave the music and the singing, these are Sharia hukums, this is sinful, then we won't present the excuse, lame excuses, I'm forced to do it, if I don't take interest, how will I make my business thrive, if I don't wear this attire, then how will this happen, etc. What is this? These are excuses, but once the taqwa is developed, then he'll have awareness, recognition, consciousness. And at least he'll have this consciousness that he'll say, it's my mistake, definitely. May Allah Ta'ala make me good as well. This is a sin. Yes, I accept this is a sin. I am doing wrong. And a person at least will have the acceptance of sin. In other words, he will start to accept his sin and he'll come out of that, where's it written? What's this? And he'll accept that, yes, this is a shari hukam. I should keep the beard, I know. And this is sunnah mu'akkada, this is wajib, this is essential, it's compulsory. Person who doesn't do this, it's extreme sin, it's a sinful punishment. I should do this action. Yes, I should observe parda. The lady will say, I'm committing a sin, I'm aware, I'm ashamed, I feel ashamed. So now there's a difference than before. Iman, which was before, the iman before without taqwa, Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Then their iman strengthens, and this is the sign of taqwa, that he won't then utter such statements. They will say, yes, this is my sin. I'm committing a crime. Acceptance of the sin. So this is the first step of taqwa, is to accept the wrong. And as taqwa develops and increases, strengthens, he'll have so much khawf, he will not leave that deed. First step was, the first problem was that he presented excuses and he didn't have taqwa. Then when taqwa came, initiated, then he leaves the excuses. Then when taqwa strengthens with the fadl of Allah after Ramadan, the time comes and he starts to increase and his taqwa strengthens. Then after shunning the excuses and accepting his sinning, then he'll have khawf that I'll have to do this action. I can't leave this action. So this is the task that Ramadan is given to us. We have to attain this. So this is the first sign of taqwa, that a person has iman. Secondly, so وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, so then he develops the acceptance that I'm sinning. Secondly, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, after Ramadan, a person's state should be such that he should not be devoid of salah in his life, man or woman. If he has taken this gift of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, he's attained this, then consider he is successful. Successful. The second sign of Ramadan he has attained. Why? Because after iman, the greatest gift, the greatest factor is what? The greatest ibadah, the greatest worship is what? Salah, namaz. The greatest ibadah. The greatest ibadah is what? It is namaz. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, when he was asked, that what is the most important action after iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that most important action after iman is salah. The greatest deed is salah, namaz. How great a deed this is, you can imagine that the merciful Prophet presented a beautiful, ajeeb example. The salah, it is the coolness to my eyes, the coolness of my eyes. Salah, this is a saying. What does this mean? For example, my children are the coolness of my eyes. We say this, don't we? May my children be the coolness to my eyes. This is an example of love. that when a person has the love of the heights, that when I see something that I love, my eyes cool down. SubhanAllah, when I see him or her or this, then it gives coolness to my soul. When we see, if you have love for someone extremely, then suddenly that emotion comes into the eyes, the coolness comes. So Allah's Nabi says, give a unique example. The salah is the coolness to my eyes, is so beloved to me. I hold it so dear, that salah, it cools my eyes. SubhanAllah, this was the heights of the love of Rasulullah for salah. Today, if we claim we love the Prophet ﷺ, we have ishq for him, and we make big statements, I'm ashik, I'm a lover, and I'm this. But look at our hal of our salah, the state of our salah, the duty for an ashik. If we love something, whoever you hold dear, if you love someone, then the ashik, the lover, he has extreme love for that who he has beloved to him. If your beloved said, I love roses, the flower, then automatically you'll start to love the roses. The flower was my beloved, likes roses, so how can I dislike roses? And this was the life of the noble companions, radiallahu anhum. Their love for the Prophet ﷺ was such that whatever Nabi ﷺ loved, that became their life. Just like we eat, the companions, they used to eat such foods, edible things that the Prophet ﷺ used to love. Rasulullah ﷺ said, I love this. They said, we'd select these and love them as well. Allah's Nabi ﷺ, whatever he loved, that they became their life. So today, if we're lovers and we say we have muhabbat, then let's look at the hal of our salah. What is the condition of our prayer? Namaz. That a person in no way at all can a person leave salah at any way, in any way at all can he leave salah. Such a great action. Rasulullah ﷺ, when he was departing from the world, leaving the world, his final words were salah, 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 namaz, namaz. Take care of your salah. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ knew that salah was very important in life. A mu'min, his whole life, it rotates and it's pivoting on salah. That's the fulcrum, the pivot point. If you take salah out, Muslim's life totally destroyed, imbalanced, he's fallen over himself. This is the foundation rock of our life. Without this, there's no life. Without salah, there's no life. In no way or form can a person leave salah. The example, the Holy Prophet's family, his relations. Look at them. And look at his beautiful and close daughter. And look at Hazrat Imam Hassan and Hazrat Hussein, radiallahu anhu, such a great example. And Hazrat Hussein, the son of Hazrat Fatima, the expedition of Karbala, and the enemies were attacking him. It was time for salah, prayer. And Hazrat Hussein said that, go and tell them that it's our salah time. Allow us to pray salah. Imagine, could anyone be conscious at that time? Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, attacked. Thirsty, parched lips, severely hungry, severely enemies in front of him. Severe test. And what was he thinking about? Salah. Oh, it's time for salah. I need to complete my salah. This example was established. They understand the importance of, so important is the deed that the ummah will finish off the salah. We say, why are there problems in lives? Why are there problems at home? Let's look at families. Ramadan is given this barakah. That if after Ramadan a salah is not being corrected, then I've obtained nothing from Ramadan. Allah's given this task. Correct your salah in Ramadan. That's why we've been given 20 extra rakah tarawih in Ramadan, so that the habit can be instilled and ingrained. Nafil, if we're used to it in life during Ramadan, then at least after Ramadan, if we leave Nafil, we say, I used to pray Tarawih, at least further I have to pray. Now how can I leave them? Allah's karam, His grace and blessings, that after Ramadan, Allah will save us from the adab of leaving Salah. As Hussein, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he said, no, I've got to pray Salah. They said, we'll not let him pray. He also called himself Muslim. He said, you won't let me pray, and I cannot leave it. If you stop me, you stop me as much as you can, but I will pray, and let me pray. So stop me if you can from praying. So he said to some, that I'll pray first, and then you guard, then you pray, and will guard for you. And they rotated the guard. Consequence, that in such a loss, the expedition of loss, but Sajda Husseini, the prostration of Husseini, until today is a memory for the Ummah. And his head was cut off in sujood, but he went into prostration. This is the deen of his grandfather, the great grandfather. This is how he revived the deen. Listen. Salah, to leave salah. If we're lazy, we leave salah. The person who is lazy with his salah, if he's lazy, then 15 adab will be given to that person. 15 types of punishment. This hadith are presented. A person who is lazy, neglectful, who delays his salah. not leaving salah, forget about the person who leaves salah, who person who purposely leaves salah, then he has gone to the boundary of kufr. This is hadith. The one person who leaves salah, then he is mingled with kufr, disbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who doesn't pray salah, then my responsibility has been lifted from that person. Next hadith. Tell me. That individual, Allah says, my responsibility on that person is lifted who doesn't pray salah. The person who doesn't pray salah. These are those people. And those who are lazy with salah, neglectful, 15 adab, 15 punishments come to that person. 5 in this world, 3 at the time of death, 3 in the grave, and 3 when the person comes out of the grave. Allahu Akbar. Adab, punishments will come. The 5 punishments that will come in the world due to not praying salah. The first adab for this is, the first punishment is that his life, blessings will be uplifted from his life. He'll be empty, hollow. He'll have give promises, status, money, cars, earning. But alongside that will be crying, argumentation, disputes, problems at home, divorces at home, diseases, sicknesses and distresses and problems. He'll have mounds of money, paisa, big status, title, I did this, I recited this, I earned this much, but, this hadith, the hadith is haq, is truth, without a shadow of a doubt. The person says, I've got iman, but you have to have yaqeen in these things. The person who doesn't pray salah in this world in his life, and those people at home who don't pray, the wife, the children do not pray salah on time, 5 times a day, correctly, there's no barak in the home. Oh, I'm lazy, pray in the evening, I leave the one in the morning, I don't pray in the afternoon. This is neglect. As I said first, the person who doesn't pray, he has gone to the boundary kufr. I pray in the morning, then I do qada in the evening, I delay, I pray in the afternoon, leave the one in the morning, neglect, or leave the time, 15 adab, 5 in this world, 5 punishments in this world. First adab is this, that barakah will end for that person in life. Blessings will end. No barakah left in the life. Such a life, like a person, take a mango and the juice is extracted, just the skin is left, nothing inside. That's the comparable of a life a person's living without salah, no blessings. He's walking around like a hollow box, empty. He doesn't understand, what's the problem? I've got issues in life, issues, problems, distress. Second punishment in this world, for light and nur is taken away from his face. Nur is taken away from his face. What does nur mean? Especially the rahmah, the mercy of Allah with the person, the human being, that's taken away from that person. Third punishment in the life, if he doesn't pray, is whatever actions he does, nothing will he achieve. Everything will evaporate. No success in worldly things. Amazing. Everything he tries, his efforts, his targets, his ambitions, if he's doing something, a so-called pious deed, Allah says, I'll take the ajr, the reward away, it'll evaporate, he will not get the ajr for his deed. If he does that deed, a good deed, with salah in parallel, he'll get the ajr, the reward. If he's doing that good deed, so-called, without salah in his life, Allah says, I'll evaporate, diminish, and it will disappear. Some people say, it's okay, I don't pray salah. Well, at least I do these good deeds. At least I do pious deeds. At least I don't backbite. At least I don't do this against someone. I do nafal deeds. I don't pray. I know, I accept. But I do other good deeds. Allah says, I will remove the ajr, the reward from your deeds. So, and the fourth is ajib, unique punishment. Allah says, I don't accept his du'as, astajib lakum. Allah says, ask from me, I'll accept. But the person who doesn't pray salah, Allah says, their du'as are not accepted. They don't get accepted at all. The family, the people in the house, their du'as are filtered. This du'a he's asking, he hasn't got salah in his life, so there's no du'a accepted. Allah says, he's a drama, this person. Tell me now, what a massive loss. And the fourth thing, the fifth thing, that his du'as are not accepted, and if he asks a pious person to do du'a for him, even that du'a is not accepted, Allah says. Even that du'a is not accepted. The pious people's du'as are not accepted. There's no effect on his life. No effect. So my brothers, tell me now, that what a massive disaster. A person is living, he says, no way, there's no mercy in my family, in my life. Look at your children. Look at your own home. How many people pray salah? How much loss there is, destruction for no salah. And then, on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll give you a warning, a chance. Light chances, light difficulties, small problems a person, Allah gives to a person. If he doesn't turn back, then after that, adab comes, like corona has come. Corona, Allah gives many chances, Allah gives hints, advices, admonishments, I've sent this warning, this problem, this punishment, earthquake, tornado, storms, a drought. So people understand. If they don't understand, then corona comes, pandemic, massive destruction. Then we count the lives. Today 30 lives, this many death toll, this many people died in the hospital, can't meet them. Such a big adab. Have you ever seen in your life a man, he cannot meet his family, he cannot go to the masjid. Due to salah we've left, Allah Ta'ala says that if a person doesn't go to the masjid, is stated, if adhan is being called, then set his house on fire. Now we can't even go to the masjid. What a massive adab that Allah Ta'ala sent, tell me. And even now we don't accept, no, it's okay. It's this country was a conspiracy, etc. My brothers, Ramadan was given for this reason, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is the second sign of taqwa. That when a person, first his iman is strengthened, and he starts to accept Allah's orders, he accepts his crimes. Yes, I've made mistakes, I correct. I accept and I will correct. Number two, the sign of taqwa. The first sign is he accepts his sins. The second sign of taqwa is he starts to pray salah. We want to see that Ramadan was successful, alhamdulillah. Then step one, this not dieting and poverty and hunger, and schedule changes of eating times, and eat paranta in the morning, and in the evening have chicken and samosas, and this is not a holiday from food. If you want to see the effect, is your Ramadan being successful? What is that? That have your salah strengthened, alhamdulillah. The soon as you are free from Ramadan, your 5 times salah should be solid. Congratulations to those women and men that when you leave Ramadan and you swear by Allah, you leave Ramadan with the state of affairs such that your salah is solid. Do you promise now? Then you can say, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَقُونَ, that you have promised one promise for لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَقُونَ, that yes, my fasting was accepted, I've attained taqwa, Allah has put the splashes of taqwa onto my Ramadan, and I've become a person who's a musalli. And if after Ramadan, you see this sign, the two things I've mentioned to you, that if these signs, and then other signs I'll mention after, next time, the first two signs I've mentioned of taqwa, step number one, sign number one, that his iman becomes strong, gets strengthened, he starts to accept Allah's orders, that yes, I'm doing wrong, I should do this action, this is a sin, I accept I've done wrong, I used to cut my beard, I'm committing a sin, and if I'm not doing parda, I'm not observing hijab, I'm doing wrong, I accept the sin, the crime. So if you start to accept the crimes, then that's step number one of taqwa, this should be your emotion and feeling after Ramadan, and inshallah automatically will strengthen. And second sign of taqwa, that your salah should be strengthened and improved. Allah has given a great opportunity. We can be saved from such adab if we improve our salah, correct our salah, yes, and we attain the strengthening of iman, so that after Ramadan our salah should be strong. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وغطنا وعبدنا كل ذلك عندنا يا الله ہمارے تمام صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہ کو معاف فرما یا اللہ جو ہمارے بچپن میں گناہ کیے جوانی میں گناہ کیے سمجھ سے گناہ کیے نہ سمجھ میں گناہ کیے اندھیرے میں گناہ کیے اجالے میں گناہ کیے یا اللہ سب لوگوں کے سامنے گناہ کیے سب سے چھپ کے گناہ کیے بانگ دوڑ جو گناہ کیے پھر بولا تمام نا فرمانی کو معاف فرما دے اللہ من یتوب علیک منا لارج علی دعوتا یا اللہ میں حاضر ہے ہم حاضر ہیں تیرے سامنے میں نعمت آپ شروع کرتے ہیں میرا مولا لیکن وعدہ کرتے ہیں آئندہ ہم گناہ نہیں کریں گے آئندہ ہم تجھے نافرمانی نہیں کریں گے یا اللہ آئندہ ہم تجھے نافرمانی نہیں کریں گے یا اللہ ہم تجھے ناراض نہیں کریں گے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم تجھے ناراض نہیں کریں گے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جائے ہمیں بھی راضی کر دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری نیکیوں کو بڑا کم نہ فرما یا اللہ ہماری نیکیوں کو بڑا دے کم نہ فرمانا یا اللہ ہمیں عزت دینا یا اللہ ہمیں ذلیل نہ فرمانا یا اللہ ہمیں رسوا نہ فرمانا یا اللہ عزت دینا ہمیں رسوا نہ فرمانا یا اللہ ہمیں صحت دینا بیمار نہ فرمانا یا اللہ ہمیں رحمت میں نہ اپنا عذاب نہ دینا یا عذاب نہ دینا Ya Allah hame ata farmana, mehroom na farmana. Ya Allah ata farmana, mehroom na farmana. Ya mere maula, ya Allah tu hame tarjeeh de, hamare par kisi ko tarjeeh na dena. Ya Allah tu humse razi ho ja, hame bhi razi kar de mere maula. Tu apne fazl se karam se mere maula, is قبولیت کے وقت میں میرے مولا تو ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو جانتا ہے, حاجات کو جانتا ہے, جو ہمارے نفس میں ہے, جو ہمارے سینے میں ہے, جو ہمارے خیالات میں ہے, جو ہم تجھ سے مانگنا چاہتے ہیں میرے مولا. ہمارے پاس تو وہ لفظ نہیں جس سے ہم تجھ سے مانگ سکیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو قبول فرما, خود ہی ہمیں عطا فرما دے میرے مولا. تیرے غیب کے خزانے میں, تیرے علم کے خزانے میں, تیری قدرت کے خزانے میں, یا اللہ تیرے دست قدرت میں سب خزانے ہیں. یا کریے تو فضل فرما, ذہن فرما دے ہم پہ میرے مولا. جہنم کی آگ سے معطول فرما دے. عزن النار, عزن من عذاب, عزن من حر النار, عزن من حر النار. یا اللہ دوزخ کے عذاب سے, یا اللہ دوزخ کے عذاب کی, دوزخ جہنم کے عذاب کی حرارت سے, یا اللہ تپش سے ہمیں دور فرما, دور فرما, دور فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ جنت کو قریب فرما دے. یا اللہ جنت کا انعامات نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ان کے درجات کو بلند فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے لواحقین جتنے گزر چکے ہیں ان کی بخشش فرما دے. اے میرے مولا, اے اللہ مولا, ہمارے مشائخ کرام نقش بندہ, تمام مشائخ کرام کو آزاد نصیب فرما. یا اللہ آج کا سارا سوال میں شیخ حضرت علی مرتضیٰ کی خدمت میں پیش کرتا ہوں میرے مولا. اس تمام ذکر سوالوں کو عطا فرما میرے مولا. ان کے صدقے سے تمام مشائخ کو عطا فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ اپنے مشائخ کا سرتاج بنا دے میرے شیخ کو میرے مولا. آخرت میں اونچا مقام عطا فرما میرے مولا. جس کے صدقے سے, اللہ عالم کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ہم تیرا نام لے رہے ہیں, اس قیمتی وقت میں تجھ سے دعا مانگ رہے ہیں اور ذکر کر رہے ہیں, اس سوا تیرا ذکر کر رہے ہیں مولا, تو ساری عبادات کے وسائل ختم ہو چکے ہیں میرے مولا. ساری فضائیں سوزگار ہو چکی ہیں میرے مولا. ہر طرف سے مزتیں خاموش ہو چکی ہیں میرے مولا. ایک کونے سے حضرت علی مرتضیٰ کا فیض جاری ہے میرے مولا, میرے شیخ کا فیض جاری, جو ساری دنیا میں پھیل رہا ہے. کرم ہے, کرم ہے, فضل ہے تیرا میرا مولا, فضل ہے تیرا کرم. جب تو فضل پہ کرنے پہ آئے, کرم کرنے پہ آئے, تو سارے وسائل عطا فرما دیتا ہے میرے مولا. ہم جیسے ناچیز عاجز بدکار سیاکاروں پہ تمہیں ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما رہے. سب تیرا فضل ہے, سب تیرا کرم ہے, سب تیرا انعام ہے میرے مولا. اللہ حول ولا قوت الا باللہ. یا اللہ ہمیں شکر گزار بندہ بنا. یا اللہ ہمیں شکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما میرے مولا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وحوله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.